Greetings, comic bookies and comic bookers and women and men alike. Of course, we had a huge weekend. Kyle and I released the one episode, our spoiler episode. So if you have not seen Age of Ultron, skip over episode, I believe, 48 and just go right to 49 until you watch Age of Ultron, and then go ahead and check out some of the Easter eggs that Kyle found and a lot of cool stuff that happened in the Marvel universe. We'll also be talking about Suicide Squad released a picture of everybody in the cast and crew of the costume, so we got a first look at that, so we'll talk about that, what we think. Also, don't forget, today when we're recording is actually May the 4th be with you, so we're going to talk a little bit of Star Wars stuff, probably nothing too crazy, just see if anything happened while we were out or whatnot. And also, Steve has finally done it. He's caught up on The Flash, people. So unlike The Flash, it takes me a long time to catch up on stuff. Kyle will also touch upon his comic book and what grade it got. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy another full throttle issue of the Long Box Cast. Oh, did you think it was over? But no, here's the theme song, don't you know? It's for Matt Murdock, who's Daredevil. He's blind like a bat, but we don't know. He can pick up things, he can throw things, and everyone's like, who's the man in the mask? But he's the guy that does the job, and if he doesn't, he will sue you back. Oh yeah, Matt Murdock, Daredevil, coming at you live, don't you know? He's got a friend named Foggy O, and everybody knows it's the Matt Murdock Show. Cha! That was live, people. That was live off the top of my head. If you really think I rehearsed that, then you guys have more faith in this podcast than I've ever thought known to man. Actually, I got a thing for Kyle.
Hold on, I'm still laughing my ass off at the Foggy O.
I gotta tell him. Jump it, dude. What?
I'm still laughing at the whole Foggy O part.
Anyways, of course, this is Long Box Cast. This is episode number 49. We're recording on May the 4th be with you. Of course, this will air on May 6th. Of course, if any of our news is not up to date or we've missed something, you know why. We give you this all the time because I don't want people coming back at me going like, hey, you. But you know what? Actually, technically, I haven't really gotten much of that back. I've actually been getting a lot of tweets of just some of the random crap that I say, which I'm actually kind of happy about. So people are apparently quoting me, which is nice. To listen to the show, you can find us on 4iRadio.com, Spreaker, iTunes, Stitcher, Zoom Marketplace, BlackBerry Podcast, Blueberry Podcast, Mirror Guide, Double Twist, YouTube, Swell Radio, SoundCloud, and Player FM. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by, and always has been brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Illustrates and designs that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit RevengeLover.com. Also, we're a proud supporter of the nonprofit organization known as Comic Care. I know what you guys are thinking. What is Comic Care? If this is your first podcast that you're listening to, I don't know why you jumped into number 49, but I'm not really going to judge you. But go to comiccare.org. That's right. Comiccare is one word, .org, and it's a nonprofit organization that helps out children. Basically, what they do is they take your old comic books. So say you have these old comic books. You're like, I don't want to get rid of them, or I don't want to trade them in because I'm not going to get a good deal on them. Put them to good use. Give them to Comic Care. And what do? They give them to children's hospitals. So when kids are in the hospital, they have something to read. Great organization. We have a great bunch of people behind it. Great logo actually done by Revenge Lover. So definitely check that out. So if you do like that logo, she does a lot more artwork. So definitely check them out. Let's see what I did there. Tie-in. Go ahead and check them out. Drop off your old comic books and make a child's day happy, or make a child's day super. Wink. Kyle, actually, I have some news for you. I just found out about this today. I need to get all the details in, but a buddy of mine at work hit me up and said he's looking for t-shirt designs for a t-shirt company out here. And I told the 4i Radio Network already, the main people who pirate the ship, about it. So once I get more information, we'll be looking into this. But so if we come up with any t-shirts designed for Long Box Cast or anybody else has any designs, we possibly can start getting better quality t-shirts made soon. So there's a plus.
Nice.
Of course, we're also brought to you by Fantasy Escape, comics, cards, and collectibles. You can find them in the Virginia Beach area or find them online at fantasyescape.com. Also, check out their eBay account. Just look for the user ID 50, that's the number 50, and Batman, all one word. So, wow, I actually got all the segments in finally for once. I know, kudos to me. So, anyways, Kyle, we just actually spoke to each other not too long ago because we just did the Avengers podcast, which was delightful. Which is funny because another podcast I listened to throughout their Avengers stuff, what they wanted to talk to, and they actually missed the Easter egg that you found about why the thing was named Veronica.
Oh, which is weird because like a lot of like I just Googled Easter eggs and like every single person has that one there. No one else has mentioned like the fact that I mentioned the invaders into Avengers. And did I mention the Jocasta Easter egg?
Go ahead and do it again because I might know, but I might not know.
When Stark was picking a new AI for his suit, when he picked up the chip, there was a chip that he didn't pick that said Jocasta on it, which is also a robot in the Marvel Universe. So I found that.
Which, yes, I did hear about this one. Now, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't this the robot that Ultron actually creates to marry?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know that much history about her, but thankfully I have Wikipedia on my phone. So give me 5 minutes here and I can
Take your time. What I was going to dive into was I'm trying to think. There was something that of course I'm gonna go see Avengers again. It was really kind of funny listening to the two people who did the podcast because they're a very well-known podcast. I don't need to give them a shout out because they obviously don't need it from our help, but they were talking about how they thought it was like, I don't know why they try to give us, like, they weren't really bashing it, but they were just very weird. They were very surprised that we gave Hawkeye like this whole backstory thing.
Well, I mean, it's not out of the norm for Hawkeye to be married, because in the Ultimate Universe Hawkeye had a wife. He had children. Granted, they were killed when he was kidnapped and everything like that. But, I mean, he had a wife and kids, so it's not out of the ordinary.
Actually, some stuff I did not recognize, some actors. So the actress who played Hawkeye's wife was Velma in the Scooby-Doo movies.
Son of a bitch.
And the guy who becomes the Claw, spoilers, people, he's Andy Serkis, who does Gollum from Lord of the Rings and all that stuff.
Huh.
I was like, what? So those are two things I learned today.
Oh, okay. Jocasta, member of the Avengers. The character is a robot created by the villain Ultron. She was built by Ultron in an abandoned aerospace research center in Nassau, Long Island, New York. In order,
hey, that's where I'm from.
In order that he might have to mate or have a mate.
Oh, okay.
To better allow this robot's sentience, Ultron based her mind and brain patterns on Janet Van Dyne, the Wasp, the wife of his maker, Henry Pym.
Yes, because actually the mindset of Ultron is actually from Hank Pym, the original Ant-Man. But since Ant-Man has not been introduced into the Marvel Universe yet, the Marvel, like I've been trying to tell people, they're both in the same thing with the comics and the movie, but they're both two different like universes, kind of like where the movie's doing its own thing, but still sticking to comic book stuff, but changing a few things, and the comics just being the comics. So, but a lot of people don't know that. That's why I hate the people who say, they're like, oh, I don't like how they're doing this. I'm like, do you read the comics? They're like, no. I'm like, then you're not allowed to talk.
Exactly. I mean, but even still, like, even if people who say, oh, I hate how they did this, it's better in the comics. Yeah, it's better in the comics, but this is not the comics. This is a completely different story, because why would you want something word for word exactly like how it was in the comics? You'd get bored. You'd be like, oh, well, I already know how it's going to end, so why the hell even bother? At least this way, it's something different. You don't know what's going to happen.
Well, that's what I've been saying. Basically, I got into this debate with somebody, and I had to walk away. I had to tell them actually to shut up because they were complaining about the whole DC Universe crap. They're going on with all stuff, and he's like, oh, yeah, Superman's awesome. Which, yeah, Superman's awesome, but he's saying how, like, Batman can never take down Superman. I'm like, Batman takes down Superman, like, all the time, like, in the DC comics. Not, like, saying, like, consistently, but not, like, just, like, out of spite. Like, Batman just walks up to Superman and starts punching him in the face for no reason. Like, there's a legitimate reason why they would be fighting. And then the guy's like, oh, I don't read the comics. I'm like, okay, you're not allowed to talk anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta yeah, you're right. I don't know where,
like,
I was going with that. For a second.
I have no problem if you're a fan of the movies and everything, that's fine, but don't try to get into a debate with me about stuff if you have no idea what I'm talking about and then still try to think that you're right, because I'm like, I've done the research.
Yeah. I mean, I know stuff about Batman, so I'm allowed to say Batman sucks.
No, and you're okay, but first off, you're allowed to say that because you actually probably have read some Batman comics and you actually know the character other than the movies.
Exactly.
That would be me just going like, oh, a Superman's a stupid superhero. All he does is kill people like in the Man of Steel. And you'd be like, oh, have you read any of his comics? We'd be like, no, the only movie I've seen is Man of Steel. You'd be like, okay, well, your opinion is invalid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I mean, a coworker of mine came up to me today. And he said he was just babbling on about a bunch of things, and he starts going off. He's like, "Yo, Magneto's gonna be the next Avengers movie," and I'm like, "What?
No.
What? Why would you say that?" Mm-hmm. And he's just like, "Oh, well, I mean," and I'm like, "He's owned by Fox. That'll never happen." He's like, "Oh, you sure?" I'm like, "Just stop, stop now."
It's more like the fact that it took us this long to finally get like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
To be included in the thing. You yeah. really think Fox is just going to be that like, oh, here, go ahead.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I'm a little surprised there was, like, no joke about their father in the Avengers movie.
Yeah. I don't know if they're, like, that's what I'm curious about is, like, how much more leeway does Fox have with the characters than the Avengers? Because, I mean, the Avengers had to be very careful not to say anything about mutants.
I know, but I was kind of hoping for them to be like, oh, you know, gee, Dad could have taken out these robots or something, or
mm-hmm.
or just something to be like
this is a cakewalk for my father.
Yeah, or my father was a very powerful man. Just that right there.
Or he'd be like, Wolverine could cut through these people, no problem. I've seen them in action. But anyways, let's before we jump into the news and everything like that, Kyle, since I know we haven't spoken in weeks, we've spoken like 2 days ago. Anything new happened since I've been absent from your computer screen?
Not much, really. Honestly, no. Before we talked about the Avengers movie, got to celebrate a free comic book day. That was kind of fun.
Oh, dive into that because I completely missed it. Every year.
I went to Fantasy Escape, my first stop.
And they're like a sponsor.
I know. They had a couple people there checking, selling artwork and doing sketches and whatnot. And he also had a bunch of other stuff. Well, he also had, you know, you could pick up 3 free comics in the beginning of the day because, you know, you want to make sure everything stays there. So I picked up a few books. Trying to find them right now. Which ones did I get? I don't have one of them because I gave it to my father-in-law. It was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles free comic book day book.
Wow. Was this the funeral of Donatello?
No. I don't know. I never actually read it yet. I got something that ties into DC called Divergence. I'm not 100% sure. I think it might have to tie in with that big, huge crossover event that they're doing right now.
So, that does sound familiar, so I'm just trying to remember what.
Divergence was also a movie that I recently saw you were questioning about.
Yeah, which that actually leads me to rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently a guy from the Divergent films, they're looking into being the next Spider-Man. I'm not sure which guy, really? But... Yeah, this was just something that came up. I'm not sure. Again, I said rumor because I don't mm-hmm. want to be like, oh, it's been confirmed kind of thing, and then everyone jumps on my throat.
One of the guys from Divergence plays Mr. Fantastic.
No, I know. So that's why I was like, oh, we just...
See, I only got it because one of the guys...
Is that what was that? Like,
what was that?
I was saying, I think that's just all they do now is they watch these teen movies. They're like, what kid's popular? Let's use him as a superhero now.
Ah, well... The only reason I picked up this book here was because the guy said that at the very end there's a big, huge reveal. Apparently, Darkseid has a daughter.
Ooh.
Her name is Grail. I'm going to show you a picture of her.
Yeah, she could Darkseid me any day.
Bow chicka bow wow.
And everyone's like, Steve, you have no superpowers on the Justice League. What are you doing here? I'm like, I'm here to seduce Darkseid's daughter.
It looks like she's holding... Oh, shit. Okay. She's wearing Green Lantern's ring.
Oh, shit.
Has Aquaman's trident, Batman's utility belt wrapped around her. She's holding Wonder Woman's lasso, and she's got Superman's cape, like, draped around her.
Shit. Wow.
I gotta read this issue later. I haven't actually read it yet, so that was actually
cool. Yeah, damn. Girl got game, man.
So I picked that one up. That was one of them.
But you know what's going to happen. She's going to take out the entire Justice League. She's going to come back to her father with all this stuff, and then he's going to get pissed off, be like, wait a minute, you did something that I couldn't, and then he's going to get like outraged.
Yeah. All right, so the next one I got was the Secret Wars Free Comic Book Day issue.
Ooh.
It kind of just gives you a little bit of a background. Basically, the Future Foundation, which is the Fantastic Four, but it's all the little kids. They're basically building like an ark to get themselves off the Earth because they know the Earth is going to be destroyed in a certain amount of time.
Hmm.
So they give you a little bit of backstory. Basically, it started with the Illuminati. They knew it was coming. They were trying to save everyone. Trying to see here. They tried everything to prevent everything. They tried destroying worlds from what it looks like, but they just couldn't do it. Then at the very final page of it, you see like a huge Earth in the background. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of like which is actually the Ultimate Earth from the Ultimate comic books. And coming out of like this portal is Ultimate Iron Man, but going towards him is like all the other superheroes. So I'll try and show you as best as I can.
Ah, I got you.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool.
Iron Man. Iron Man coming out of a portal again. Here he is with the suit. Oh my god, Daredevil doesn't have a cool theme song anymore.
So after I went to Fantasy Escape, I went to another comic book store because I wanted to get a few other books. I got Avatar Last Airbender Free Comic Book Day book.
Ooh.
So wow, that was kind of cool.
That girl can do for me.
Creepy. I got a Grim Fairy Tales Wonderland book. I still have yet to read that, but looks interesting. I picked up a Pokemon X and Y story.
That's kind of funny because Matthew and I were just talking about that we were going to pick up one of those new games because he has a 3DS and I have a 3DS. Mm-hmm. So whichever one he picks up, I'll get the opposite one, and then we're going to do our reviews on that because we haven't touched a Pokemon game since 1990-something.
Oh, I love Pokemon games. They're so much fun. And then I also picked up like a coloring book, comic book for my wife because I had a seahorse on and she loves sea creatures and whatnot.
And I'm tempted to say you should scan in one of those pages and we'll post it on our Facebook page. And whoever can color it the best will win a prize.
Nice. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. She's terrified of coloring and she's not sure if she wants to color it or not.
Okay, well.
And then I picked up this little gem.
Ooh.
Daredevil number 16.
Nice.
Yeah. It's got Spider-Man on it. He's versus Daredevil versus Spider-Man. This is actually John Romita Sr.'s very first time drawing Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, so this is like what started him becoming such a famous artist for drawing Spider-Man.
Very cool. Well, that's mm-hmm. a nice little gem.
Yep, adding it to my Daredevil collection because that's my goal, is to at least get every single Daredevil issue.
Yeah, you know the only bad part is?
Issues 1 through 10 are almost impossible because the yellow suit is super expensive.
Not even that, but Matt Murdock won't even get to see your collection.
Oh!
Come on. You should have seen that coming.
I should have, but you know what? I'm glad I didn't.
But Matt Murdock heard it coming.
I bet he did.
Too soon?
It's never too soon.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad you got a lot of good picks there. That's I had no idea that you wanted to get the entire run of Daredevil.
Yeah, I'm working on it. At first, it was the Spider-Man run, but then I was like, fuck, this is going to take forever. So I decided to go for the Daredevil run because I'm like, you know, Daredevil doesn't have that many key issues, so it'll be a lot easier to find. I mean, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, well, that's good.
Yeah, because like Amazing Spider-Man, like 1 through 50 are like all key issues. They're like someone's first appearance.
Mm.
I mean, I'm just happy I got Amazing Spider-Man number 13, which is the first appearance of Mysterio. It's like my prized gem right there besides my New Mutants 98. But so I decided I'm just going to go for Daredevil. I mean, the very first like 10 issues are going to be super impossible because that's when he's got his yellow suit. And those are going for at least $100. I mean, it's going to go even more now that his Netflix series and whatnot.
Yeah, his Netflix series was huge. So, yeah, everybody's jumping on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Well, congratulations on Free Comic Book Day.
Thank you. Thank you. I had a good time.
Me, nothing new's happened. Just work and... I'm trying to think what else. Oh, that's what I need to do. I need to fire up my Oh Yeah system because I remember I have the arcade game of the Avengers on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to jump into that and show people the original version of the Vision.
Nice. Oh, the white?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I just bought this off of eBay. I just came in today. I was reading it. It's the prelude to Avengers Age of Ultron comic book.
Ooh.
It's a paperback, so it's got a few issues crammed in there, but some of the, like, the first few issues is actually the entire Avengers movie in comic book form.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. It was kind of cool. And then after that, it explains how Loki's scepter got into the hands of Hydra.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, since everyone already knew that Loki's scepter was in the hands of Hydra since the end of Captain America... It's okay to spoil this. Basically, what happened was, after the Avengers left, two scientists were working on it, trying to figure out how to work it and what its connection to the Tesseract was and whatnot. Well, one of the scientists was, like, super pissed off at Maria Hill because she, like, demoted him and basically ruined his life. So he's like, fuck this shit. Well, someone who worked for Hydra heard this and decided... Hey, you hate S.H.I.E.L.D. You want to work for someone better, someone who will treat you better and whatnot. He's like, hell yeah. So he kills his friend who they were working with on the Tesseract or on the Tesseract and the staff.
What?
And of course, now as soon as he shoots him, he says, "Hail Hydra." But his friend was just like, "Hey, I finally figured out the connection between the two things." And then, bam,
boom,
yeah, Hail Hydra. So they take the staff to Slovakia or Savonia or wherever Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are from. So they're like, well, we need to start doing some experiments on some people. Who should we get? And they're like, well, why not just ask the people who are outside rioting? So that shows how Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch got their powers. And then near the end, they're like, well, It ties in with the whole ending to Captain America. They're like, well, looks like our secret's out. Hydra's now, officially back. So, yeah, I thought it was actually an interesting way. I mean, I'm glad because I've been trying to figure out how the hell Hydra got the staff back again. So that was kind
of
cool.
Yeah, that was curious about that too, because all of a sudden at the end of like. Captain America was all like, look at this. We have, I don't know why they're Russian. We have the staff. Yeah. We have the Loki pokey stick. Yeah. We have it now.
Oh, that's right. You keep calling it the Loki pokey stick.
Yeah. This is the German word for Loki pokey stick.
You put your Loki pokey stick in.
You put your Loki pokey stick out. You put your Loki pokey stick in and then you turn people into Hydra.
Yes.
I could be a Hydra agent. Come on, Marvel, just give me a shot in a movie.
I'll be Hydra agents. Hail Hydra, see? I'm the Hydra agent.
I'm like, they should, you know what? Okay, I know they won't do it. They'll never do it because it was basically a character that was designed for the show. But Marvel, come on, X-Men, put me in as Morph.
Yeah, Morph.
All right.
So yeah, I think without further ado, we should probably start talking about some of the stories we have.
So we'll jump into the comic TV talk. Of course, we can jump in. Okay, so I know tonight while we're recording is going to be the season finale of Gotham. So I will tune into that and give you guys a review of that next week. We'll talk about Arrow. You want to hit Arrow and then we can gush over the Flash or
not much of has happened with Arrow. I mean, he's officially working for Ra's al Ghul.
Dick.
Ra's al Ghul has actually brainwashed him into thinking that he's basically no longer himself. he's this some other weird name thing. And so now he's gone out to recapture Ra's al Ghul's daughter, whose name is not Talia, unfortunately, but it's someone else. Yeah, I just go with it. Just go with it. This is why you don't watch Arrow, remember?
Yeah, I know, but I told you I was going to make a pact for you and the fans. I was going to catch up on all the seasons this summer, watch the third season, get everything geared up for the fourth one, but sometimes you'll say stuff, and I'm just like, do I even want to bother?
Yes, yes, you do.
Okay. Anyways.
So anyways, they finally recapture her, and then Ra's like, you two must now wed. And I'm like, oh, gee, are they going to have a son who's going to be a huge dick, too?
Probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
His name will not be Dick Grayson.
No, it'll be Damien, and he'll be a douchebag.
Or they'll call him like something like close to that one. They'll be all like Ezekiel or something.
So at the very end of the episode, Ra's is like, your final test before you become the new Ra's al Ghul will be to destroy your city.
Oh, okay. So
that's going to be happening this week. And then I'm trying to think if anything else happened. I think that's about it, really, with Arrow. Oh, they did announce, though, that the next season's big baddie is actually going to be the Hive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For those who don't know what the Hive is, you do know if you've seen the Teen Titans cartoon.
Mm.
It had, what was his name, Gizmo and Jinx and Mammoth and Brother Blood.
Yes, and even had the Wasp Girl who leaves and joins the Bumblebee. Teen Titans. Yes, and I forget, they had a bunch of stuff. Yeah, that was actually...
Yeah, so
God, Teen Titans was such a good cartoon show.
It was, and then they brought it back as like this stupid
piece of crap that I just want to, like, I wouldn't wipe my ass with that.
You know what's sad though? Teen Titans Go is actually based off of the comic book that's based off of the TV show.
So it's like a spinoff within a spinoff.
Kind of. Teen Titans Go started off as a comic book. Just for, like, you know, little kids who love the regular show, but, it, you know, it was all, like, in the style that you see now on the Teen Titans Go TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked up, like, an issue or two here because they got to do things like bring in Wonder Girl and all these other characters that you didn't get to see on the TV show. So I was like, yeah, okay, that's kind of cool. I picked up, like, a few issues here and there. But then when they announced they're doing Teen Titans Go, the TV series, I'm like, oh, so it's a TV show based off of a comic book based off of a TV show.
Yeah, oh god, I love Teen Titans. It was so good.
It was amazing. Especially that final season where they brought in like everyone.
Yes.
Oh, Kid Flash.
Yeah, Kid Flash, just everybody was just so good in that. Like voice acting wise, just storyline wise. I mean, fuck, we had Ron Perlman as Slade for crying out loud. I mean, it was really freaking, and Robin even had some really good lines in that where the guy's like, oh, I could train you, be like my son. He's like, I already have a father. You're like, oh, he's talking about Batman. Like,
you get, like, and you see, like, all the bats just fly away. And
yeah, it was just such a good fucking.
Oh, it was amazing.
All right, well, let's dive into a show that I'm finally caught up on. And I'm like, okay, I'll say this. Already, we have 3 episodes left. And this is just the first season. And I'm like, you guys have something laid out for your rest. I'm like, did you guys not even plan on like getting a second season? And you're like, oh shit, like we got to think of something for second season, because it's like you've like dived into so much crap, not like garbage crap, but just so much stuff for this first season that I'm like, what the fuck? So last 2 episodes I finally caught up on. So the first one was the one where the All-Star team happens. Mm-hmm. I think we touched upon this, where Adam shows up, and I'm kind of hoping they tweak the Adam when he gets his own spinoff series to make him like the Adam, because right now I feel like you're just a knockoff, and not a really good knockoff, but a knockoff of Iron Man right now.
Yeah, it's Iron Man with Superman style.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Mm-hmm.
Now, what'd you think of the whole it's a bird, it's a plane joke?
I like that. I thought it was funny because not only are they playing homage to the actual Superman character because it's in the DC universe, but the fact that the guy played Superman.
Exactly.
So I did I do like that kind of stuff and stuff. And I do like, I have nothing against the guy who plays the Adam. Like, I actually like the Adam. Mm-hmm. I just wish you would make him the actual like Adam from the comic books, where like, I mean, you can keep him the same, just make him shrink down and this Iron Man Superman thing. Like, as I have nothing against, like, the actual character. Like, I think the guy who plays him is doing a fantastic job. I really actually kind of like how happy he is with stuff. And so, like,
oh, yeah, we're going to throw you into, like, a... We're just, like, great together.
I love that thing. I believe it was that a bird where she gets the siren thing.
Yeah. Yeah, where Black Canary.
Yeah, Black Canary. That was it. I keep mixing Marvel and DC together. So Black Canary, Cisco takes a tweak at it, you know, and then gives her like this thing for her actual like scream, like it's a collar thing. And I thought that was genius that they did that.
We got to see that actually in play in the latest episode of Arrow 2, by the way.
Okay. So, but so far, okay, so that was that episode. Basically, we got to see the girl from Walking Dead got to make her debut as a villain. I think she did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
We touched upon more about the stuff with Harrison Wells. But pretty much, I think the episode ends where they found actual Harrison Wells' body.
Yes.
And they're trying to figure out, okay, well, then who is this guy that we've been working with for the longest time? So then the next episode that is aired was called The Trap.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you find out there's a room that's constructed inside the building that we've all known about because Harrison Wells or basically Reverse Flash has been using. They finally find the room, they walk in. What I love about that is like he's asking like this computer, you know, that there are all these questions. And one of the things I like is like, oh, the Flash, one of the founding members of the Jet. And before she could even finish it, like he cut her off. Or something happens. It's like, oh, that was so cool. But the fact that he's like, okay, well, don't tell so-and-so that we were here. He's like, of course I won't. He's like, how do I know that? It's like, well, you created me. And you're just like, wait, what?
Oh, before you go any further, there was actually a huge Easter egg in that scene. I don't know if you caught it or not. It was actually in the newspaper.
Yes, the... Well, there's a couple things in the newspaper. Which one are you alluding to?
I got to find it real quick. Cause I could have sworn I took a picture of it, but give me 5 seconds here because I sent it to you. No, not that one. No, come on.
Okay, all right, kids. When Kyle has to search for something, we all take a drink. It's the new comic long box cast drinking game.
Yep. Oh, I know where it is. Go to my Twitter account.
Tweetly tweet.
Aha, here we go. In the article that was written by Iris West, Dash Allen, it says, after an extreme street battle with the Reverse Flash, our city's very own Scarlet Speedster, by the way, awesome that they mentioned that, disappeared in an explosion of light. The cause of the fight is currently unknown. According to witnesses, the Flash, with help from Starling City's Green Arrow, not the Arrow, the Atom, and Hawk Girl began fighting.
Ooh, no, I did not catch that. Oh, thank God. Wait a minute. Do you think when the Arrow comes back after being brainwashed, he's going to rename himself the Green Arrow?
I don't know, because... like I said before, when Roy had taken the hit as being Arrow, and then they basically killed him off, per se, which obviously they didn't kill him off. He faked his death.
Yes.
They basically said the Arrow died with him. So, I mean, it's possible that they could bring in the Green Arrow as that, but I don't know. Oh, and I did find out that Roy Harper is actually officially gone from the series. He's not coming back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they said that they'll bring him in if they ever need him for, like, something here or there. But other than that, Roy Harper is not coming back. So my theory about him joining the Titans may not actually be happening.
Ooh, wow. He's like, I just got casted as Penis Man in the new hit series, Penis Man, on Kids WB.
Kids WB doesn't even exist anymore.
I know. I was waiting for this is when I actually show how old I actually really am. I know, kids. I may look like 24. I did not catch that. So now I'm even more pumped.
But this is an alternate future, which is not going to happen anymore because the Flash got his powers like 15 years earlier. Or 10 years earlier.
Okay, that's what I'm curious about. So does that newspaper article... that's what I'm curious about, because wouldn't the Reverse Flash understand the concept of all this kind of stuff going back in time and trying to mess with stuff is going to change the storyline, or does he not even know that kind of stuff?
I don't think he cares that much. I mean, obviously he knew enough to tell Barry Allen not to change the course of everything in that one episode when Barry came back, but he, unless of course he knows how to change things up without changing them too badly.
That is true. One big thing I really liked about this episode was the fact that we got to see the Flash do the thing with his arms, the tornado thing.
Yes.
I thought that was awesome. I'm like, okay, that's kind of really cool.
Now, another Easter egg was Cisco's glasses.
What about
him? In the comic books, obviously, Cisco is also a character known as Vibe. Well, those were the glasses he wears in the comic books.
Oh.
And another thing was, there's a part where before they melded the two parts of glasses together, Barry Allen's holding like these silver glasses. This one here I do actually have a picture of that I know for a fact. I can pull up. And they are actually the comic book version of Captain Cold's glasses.
Ah.
See here.
Very cool. Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. How did I miss that?
Better view.
Yes, no. Oh, my God. Captain Cold, please wear those someday. So, yeah, so all this kind of stuff is going on. So, finally, they run out of the room. Harrison Wells comes walking, or rolling in, I should say, because he's still trying to fake that persona. And then they basically try to devise a trap, basically, using Cisco. They're trying to figure out what happened. So, basically, their idea is basically not to kill the Flash or to kill the Reverse Flash. It's basically capture him, have him confess, basically, to Barry's mother's murder so we can finally release his dad from jail. Which was so dumb with me when this happened. Spoilers, if you guys are not caught up on The Flash, do not listen anymore or whatnot. But the episode before that was the episode... Oh, no, that was the episode before that. It was with the girl with the all-star team-up. It was the one with the shape-shifting guy. Yes. Seeing it back-to-back, honestly, I did not see it coming. I was totally flabbergasted when he finally goes in and does the stuff, and like everyone's like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, Harrison Wells gets shot. And I was like, oh, my God, they killed off the Reverse Flash?
I know.
I did not even see this coming. And then all of a sudden, it does a little weird, like, thing. And I'm like, oh, they're going to finally see who, you know, Thawne is, you know, like his actual true form. And then it turned into the one guy. I was like, oh, I'm like, me being a comic book guy, I'm like, you think I would have seen this coming? Like, I was like, oh, that's right. I just watched this episode. Like, how did I not piece this shit together? So, of course, the Reverse Flash goes into hiding, takes Eddie as collateral.
Well, he wanted to stop him from marrying Iris.
Yes.
Because if he marries Iris and they have kids, basically the Reverse Flash no longer exists.
Yes. Which somebody mentioned something with Edward saying, like, once Edward found out that, you know, this is his long lost like relative, basically, you know, in the future, he's like, why didn't Eddie just kill off a monster?
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility right there.
I mean, but still, like, you really think Eddie wants to do that? He's like, oh, I'll just kill myself and save humanity. I'm like, probably not, because everyone's kind of selfish in their own ways. Like, well, I don't need to die.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, maybe I just won't get married or something like that.
Yeah, but something like stupid, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he kidnaps Eddie, so he has him for collateral, basically keeping him alive for insurance, as he puts it, which I thought was actually kind of genius. Of course, at the end, Iris kind of figured out who's the Flash is, finally. And I'm like, really?
Took her this damn
took you this long? It's like, I knew it by the first episode, honey.
I love how she goes up to Barry. She's like, I think all these weird occurrences, they've all been leading up straight since the particle accelerator exploded. And I'm like, wow, way to be. Welcome to episode one.
Yeah, I really want to know. She's not that great of a reporter, is she?
No, apparently not, because she's like so far. I'm just like, how are you just realizing that? Wow. Wow.
So, but yeah, no, great episodes. I really have no idea what they're planning on for season two, because even like the next episode that's coming up is we're finally getting Gorilla Grog. And I'm just like, wow, you guys are giving us like everything in this first season.
Except for Mirror Master, damn it.
Well, I gotta say, they're probably better. They're like, Master for season two.
Hopefully. Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be pretty interesting. But yeah, so far Flash is knocking it out of the park. I'm super excited. And I want to know what Fawn's plan is, really. Just like,
well, I did some research on Fawn for the comic book version, at least.
Yeah,
basically he's from a farther future ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the Flash is already dead in this world, in his future, but there's a Flash museum, and he ends up, I think it was like a security guard, janitor, or something. He ends up finding the Flash's suit and reverse engineers the suit and creates himself the reverse Flash suit, basically.
Mm.
So hence the reason why they call him Reverse Flash, because he reverse engineered the Flash.
Or Professor Zoom, if some people know.
Yes. So he goes back in time to basically test himself out and kill the Flash, because he can.
So basically, he replicates pretty much everything that the Flash done in reverse, and then his whole goal is just to kill the Flash, just for what? For world domination, or?
Fame, glory, I'm not really too sure. I kind of just, like, tuned out the rest of it, but I mean,
basically, he's a sociopath, so.
Yes. But, I mean, at the end of the episode, I mean, he even said that he's grown to love Barry Allen and the team, because they become like a family. He never thought that was possible, but he still wants to kill Barry.
Yeah, like that was actually one of the cool scenes I like. And he's like, so how long I wanted to have you in this moment where I could just kill you right now. But he's like, but I can't. Because obviously he needs the Flash at a certain point. Because obviously it's like he has his powers, but his powers are like going away.
Yep. Well, because I think, like I said, he reverse engineered the whole powers and whatnot. So being in this time, he doesn't have whatever makes him be the reverse Flash. He needs to harness the power, but he can't, I guess. So
yeah, it'd be very interesting. So
yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, in the very first few episodes, there was that guy who could absorb lightning. He went up to him, he basically killed him, and then took his blood and was like, so let's see how you can steal the Flash's powers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what he's going to do, because he wants to get back to his own time.
Yeah, so yeah, it's going to be very interesting. So we'll keep you guys posted, because we got 3 more episodes left of The Flash this season. And I have no idea what Kyle and I are going to do for the summer. We're going to be flabbergasted.
We're going to take a vacation.
Well, we'll have some movies to talk about.
Screw the movies. We'll take a vacation. We won't come back until September.
We'll be on hiatus, working on episodes, writing scripts. We'll be like everybody else when they take their thing off. So that's basically it for TV, I think, unless you have anything to add. I'm not sure if anything else has come out or is looking.
I mean, we mentioned this in the Avengers episode, how Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ties in with the Avengers movie.
Yes.
So I will leave that there if you want to know how that happens. It's like the very first thing we talk about. So go check that out and then leave it at that.
Yeah, if you have not seen Avengers Age of Ultron before you listen to that episode, I'll say wait on it. Definitely go check it out. I know I'm going to go see it again, hopefully sometime this week, because my brother wants to go see it. So I was like, yeah, I'll go see it again. I absolutely loved that movie. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah, I want to see it again too.
So let's actually dive into some comic book news that actually hit us this week while Age of Ultron was happening. We'll talk about the Mayweathers and Pacquiao fight, because, you know, that's comic book news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a great fight. Did you see it, man?
Actually, I did, and it was fucking horrible.
Oh, because I didn't see anything. I was just trying
This is what I did. I saw someone posted on Facebook, so I watched it.
Okay.
I'm sitting there watching, going like, okay. Now, I'm not a boxing fan.
Okay.
I'm not a really big sports person unless it comes to hockey or anything like that. I mean, I don't say anything bad about sports. I'm like, that's what people like to watch. That's fine. So I want to see this. There was a lot of hype behind this. So I'm like, I might as well check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I fast forward to the majority of it because nothing happened except for a couple of punches and stuff like that. And no one got knocked out. Nothing, like, I'm expecting this fight to be something like someone's going to get knocked out within the third fucking round. No, they completed all their rounds. And then it was a point system, I guess. So maybe more punches than Pacquiao or some crap. I'm like, dude, I do more. Okay, my fighting on fucking the Injustice game was more epic than this. And that's 2 minutes.
Damn.
So I'll put it this way. Batman v Superman is going to be a better fight. Whether the movie is great or not, it's going to be a better fight than this was. Right.
So you're a hockey fan, you said?
Yeah, I love hockey.
Who's your team?
My team is the it's the no, because like
clearly
it is. It used to...
What's that?
Canucks. They kept switching their. Oh, I said the Canadian Canucks, the Vancouver Canucks.
Okay.
But I switched over to the because I had no idea. Because like I say, I'm a huge hockey fan. I just like hockey. I literally didn't get into it until a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So I can't really be like, I'm an awesome. I've been a hardcore fan. But I'm like, you know what? People have been doing this with comic books forever. Like, I'm a hardcore fan. Well, what got you into it? Last week. So I feel like I do that with sports. But there's a Long Island team, actually, a hockey team.
Okay.
I think it's called the Eastern Island Heads.
Okay. Not my.
So I jumped into them because I'm like, that's my hometown, so I gotta go with that.
Nice. My father-in-law is a New Jersey Devil fan.
Oh, very nice. See, that's a team I do appreciate, though. Like,
yeah. If I had, I never really got into hockey, but if I had to choose a team, I'd probably go with like the St. Louis Blues or something, just because I'm a huge St. Louis fan all around.
Yeah, no. So yeah, so Kyle and I, hey, maybe I'll talk with your Jersey Devil fan guy, and we'll start a hockey thing on the network then.
All right. Okay, but so getting out of sports.
Was sports with Kyle and Steve. Yes, I hear you.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I think he froze up just there for a second.
Yeah, he keeps doing that, so I don't know if it's the – I might have to just hardwire the computer in next time. Mm-hmm.
Next up, we got Suicide Squad.
Yes, they released the first picture of the Suicide Squad. What do you think? Now, I know a lot of people went up in arms with the whole Jared Leto.
I think Deadshot looks pretty sweet.
Deadshot is
Will Smith.
Deadshot is Will Smith, correctly? Okay, that's what I thought.
Harley Quinn doesn't look that bad.
Harley Quinn looks exactly what I expected her to look like. Like, I guarantee, I knew we were going to get the Harley Quinn from, like, the cartoon show in the full suit and stuff like that, because obviously the characters have evolved since. I'm pretty sure they're all going off in the new 52 ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I think she looks good.
I'm scrolling down on this article, and there's a really sweet picture of Will Smith in the Deadshot outfit with, like, the mask and everything. It looks awesome.
Okay, now is that Will Smith? Because it looks like a white guy.
Kate, look at the eyes. I don't know. Yeah, that's Deadshot. I mean,
okay, it's just the color on my computer. It looked like he has white hands or something.
Oh,
like that.
No. He does. He does look like that. But
no, yeah, I saw that. And I was like, that looks amazing. So I'm kind of glad he's actually wearing the actual costume. So I'm excited about that. Yeah. And then even I'm thinking it's. I believe it's Killer Croc.
Let me see here. Let's see here. From left to right, we have Slipknot, mark. They're not sure. Captain Boomerang. He looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, he does.
Enchantress. Oh, shit. That's
yes, okay.
Okay. I'm game for Enchantress. Rick Flag.
Okay.
Harley Quinn. Deadshot. Killer Croc.
Okay, so that is Killer Croc. Yeah, that looks really good.
El Diablo. And then crouched down in front is Katana.
Okay, that's what I thought. Katana. Okay, so.
And speaking of Katana, she's going to be in next week's episode of Arrow.
Oh, okay, cool. So, but yeah, no, the right off the bat, Deadshot costume, spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what I expected, especially for this movie. So, I'm actually very surprised that he is going to be wearing the mask. I mean, I know he's not going to wear it all the time because, of course.
Yeah,
you want to show FaceTime if you're gonna have these people. Harley Quinn, she looks exactly like Harley Quinn. I don't know what else to say. So,
Captain Boomerang looks pretty good.
Yeah, no, I really like how he looks too. But I'm just more curious that we're gonna wonder how her voice is gonna sound, Harley Quinn.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's gonna sound just like we're expecting.
Okay, so,
and Enchantress, she looks like
the Corpse Bride.
She does, and. I mean, it's different from what her comic book appearance is. So,
but no, yeah, no, this is It's really kind of sad if you think about it, is that we're getting a Suicide Squad movie before we're getting a Justice League movie.
I'm okay with that.
No, I am too. I mean, you got to root for the villains. I mean, it's going to be crazy. Now, I'm very curious about how it shows this entire lineup, but it's not showing the Joker. So I wonder if they're actually pulling a thing out of the thing where they actually get these people to actually stop the Joker.
That's what I'm thinking it is. That's what I'm seriously thinking it might be.
And then I'm curious because they did, rumor has it, where they might, like, Batman won't be in it, but they did say they might actually have Batman in certain scenes and stuff like that, so he won't be like a main cast with it, but he might actually, so we might actually get like the Ben Affleck Batman interacting with these characters too, because actually I have a feeling it might be that kind of like that animated movie that came out called The Assault on Arkham, where basically they send in the Suicide Squad and Batman to try to take out the Joker at one point, so it'll be very, very interesting.
Here is a picture of Enchantress.
Oh, hold on. Let me pull you up on Google Hangout. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah. So they're obviously going with a really gritty kind of version of her. But you know what? It works with that cast, I mean. Now, I remember Tom Hardy was supposed to be in this.
Tom Hardy opted out. He dropped out.
Yeah, I know he dropped out. He actually, it said, had nothing to do with the actual script. He had to drop out for other reasons, I guess. Like, yeah, actually, if you think about it, the only character that pretty much everybody in this cast is a brand new person we finally get to see on the big screen. And then just a new, you know, new Joker. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, no, I think Will Smith, we'll just see what happens. But I think,
yeah, I'm interested to see about Killer Croxy, how they do him.
Yeah, because he looks, that's pretty good fucking makeup right there. So. It'll be very interesting. So, yeah, you know what? I'm excited for the villains. I mean, or whatnot. I mean, it's a comic book movie. I'm going to go see it no matter what. So it's not like it's really going to hurt me in any case or form.
So I'm trying to think. Is there anything else we have to talk about?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered everything. I mean, the next
thing will probably... Star Wars Day.
Today is Star Wars Day. I might actually try to watch... I'm not going to try to watch the entire trilogy tonight. But I will probably maybe pop in the first movie and maybe throughout the week, because I actually thought about it. I'm like, I haven't watched Star Wars in like a long time. Probably maybe refresh myself in the next coming up movie.
Yeah. I did hear that apparently it was announced that there's going to be a spinoff. It's official that they are doing a spinoff for Boba Fett.
And I'm excited for that. Boba Fett's a good character.
Yeah. I'd like to see what happens. It's supposed to be like an origin story too. So we finally get to see how he becomes
the man that we all know and love and everything that, but no, it should be pretty good. I mean, Star Wars Day. So, of course, tomorrow, or if you listen to this afterwards, it'll be Cinco de Mayo. So, you know, get some drinks in, have some tacos, watch some Star Wars movie, make it a celebration, make it a fiesta of Star Wars. Of course, a lot of people today. I am wearing my Star Wars shirt.
Nice.
I actually have another one that is the blueprints of the Death Star shirt as well, which I also found out is also the same exact shirt as my Age of Ultron shirt that I picked up as well, where it's the same back. And I'm like, well, that doesn't surprise me because Disney just made both of these. So, but yeah, no, yeah, I'm going to try to watch those movies. Actually, in my kitchen, I do have a toy TIE fighter on my. One of my shelves up there. So yeah, I actually just realized I don't have any Star Wars posters whatsoever. So I really need to work on that.
Unfortunately, I do not have any Star Wars shirts on me that are at least clean. So I ended up just wearing my Dr. Seuss Deadpool shirt today.
No, and it's actually a phenomenal shirt. So
it is.
I'm not going to judge you. But yeah, so happy May 4th. Be with you, everybody. The Merc with a Mouth, the Dr. Seuss book. I really wish they would make that. Kyle's now stripping off his shirt. Being a seductive dance. So weird to actually be watching this. You're so glad you don't have to deal with them live. and there goes the pants. And apparently Kyle's packing the Hulk. Kudos. Props to your wife. Nailed that down. Ladies, he's taken. But yeah, so on that note, after Kyle has scarred me for life, You can find me at Stephen Mooney Jr. on the Twitters, S. Mooney Jr. on the Instagrams. Don't forget to check out our Twitter and Instagram account at LongBoxCast. Don't forget to give our Facebook page a like at www.facebook.com/LongBoxCast. And Kyle, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Well, you guys can find me on Twitter at Deadpool_Ranger. If you haven't started following me yet, follow me. If anyone follows me in the next week, I'll follow you back.
Yeah, I will say this. If you do follow me, I will follow you back. So I'm actually just trying to – I'm barely shy of 300, so I'm just trying to get to 300 people.
Nice. I think I'm just shy of 600.
Hey, so Kyle is popular. So Kyle is the Captain America of the group.
Let's see here. Yeah, 581 followers.
But, wow, yeah, Kyle's kicking my butt. I think I'm at like last time I checked, I was at 297, but I think my followers have dropped off because they realized who I actually was. Kyle, if you want to take us out with those sweet, sweet, delicious words that we like to hear all week.
Mm-hmm. Longbox cast, week me bought.
Oh, right. I forgot we switched it. That's the end of the show. Everybody get ready, you know it's the end of the show. Kyle's got a Hulk penis.
Sorry, Mom.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Kyle's mom. This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com. So, Kyle,
yeah.
When you're in the bedroom, do you just, like, go Hulk smash?
Please. I go, it's clobbering time.
too soon.
How's that too soon?
I don't know.
Sorry again, Mom.
Yeah, sorry, Kyle's mom. You should really stop listening. We need to make an edited version of the show. It'd be like, today on Long Boss Classes, puppies!
You know, I don't think she's listened in a long time, so I think we're safe.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
All right, another great show, my friend.
Yes.